A fantastic episode of Zav Chat coming your way. Welcome and good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Shane. No Wilbur, of course, as we've gone through. He's right in the middle of his VC exams and they're going really well. So the boys have come out in a very confident manner. Let's hope it translates for them into all results that they're hoping for. But it's a good time of the college year as we sort of swing into the end of our year for our other boys, and obviously then moving into the 2026 preparation. And I must say, if our listeners today hear anything in the background, it's just a little something. We've got our stage band above us. It's all happening at Xavier once again.
Yes, it'll be just in the background, but oh gee whiz, they are fantastic.
They are.
So yes. We've got two very special guests. Why don't you introduce them?
Terrific. We've got Kathleen Upfold, our Director of Connection, and we've got Charlie Fenn, our Head of Admissions. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thanks
very
much.
Good to see you, Kathleen.
Hey,
shall we?
It's great having you on. It's lovely that we can just shine a bit of a torch into this area, because it's always busy space for you, Charlie, isn't it? There's so much traffic coming in and out, inquiries coming through, etc. But great opportunities as well. So, what's ticking at this time of year? You know, what does your mind sort of turn itself to as we're heading towards the end of our year?
Well, as you said, admissions is always a busy space. One of the exciting things about the college is that there's always an energy in the admissions space. So you can come and visit us on a tour. We take lots of phone calls from families who are really looking to join us, not just next year, but in the years that sort of, you know, the future years. So it continues to just always be a very energetic space.
Yeah. And I see that traffic, our offices aren't too far away from each other, and I see that sort of traffic and energy. And it's sometimes, what will I say, it not only simply busy, but a few people are relocating. You know, they're maybe a little stressed as they're coming in from interstate somewhere and wanting to be able to bed down an education for their children. And it's nice to sort of think, you know, there are opportunities around, aren't there? We always find ways. Sometimes there are a few who are sort of heading out and all of a sudden some holes open up.
Absolutely. I think one of the things, we work and live in such an international community, so there's always movement. There's always people that are, as you say, moving both to Victoria, but there's also families, you know, that are moving away. And sometimes that does also give us that opportunity to offer places for families. It's always just a discussion. It's a conversation. We always just encourage people to talk to us about what's happening in their lives and, always be in touch with us.
And I'm always so admiring of the way that your team engages with families as they come in. So obviously there's an online mechanism and people can do a lot of things online, but one of the things we pride ourselves at Xavier is that relationship and that the communication, the conversation, the personal touch. And so, you know, for a family who is sort of reaching out to you, maybe it'd be lovely to get a sense of the sort of the process that and how you guide, you know, families through there, you know, from first touch and point of engagement, if it's maybe a bit more immediate on, you know, in terms of their level of interest, or it's something just into the future. You know, just give us a bit of a gauge of how you go about guiding families through an entry into Xavier.
Well, firstly, sometimes it just happens simply through a phone call. You can give us a call and speak to both myself or any of the members of our team. We like to really encourage people, just come and meet us. Please come on a tour, whether that's at our junior school or here at the senior school. Come and meet us, meet our educators, meet our students as you walk around, and really get some insight into sort of comprehensively who we are and what we're about. What we know about boys' education, and come and ask all the questions, meet us and see us.
It's fair to say I might even interrupt you there as you keep ticking through, but we have changed, haven't we, the nature of how we go about tours, maybe a little bit less of those enormous large open days that maybe lack that personable feel. But as you say, you know, some of our leading educators will take these tours. I think there's actually one going on today here in the senior school. And so they happen. They're personal. There's probably about, you know, 10 or 12 families. And as you said, the engagement level goes up and people can really sort of drill into areas of interest to them. Is that fair to say?
That's a fantastic summary. The tours are very popular, and we purposely try and keep them, as you say, sort of quite small and quite specialised, in terms of we want people to have that opportunity to both engage with the tour leader, but engage along the way, ask the questions, really immerse themselves in the experience, and just for that time as you're walking around, really imagine yourself, your family and your son here what it would mean to be part of our community.
Yeah, it's a good explanation, Charlie.
And a question we often get, and Heels, I'll throw to you, but a question we'll often get is, do you have to be an Old Zaverian, you know, or the son of an Old Zaverian to be here? So there's probably two answers there in a way, isn't it? You know, that we get so excited when... we do have our Old Zaverians back and we have our Generations Breakfast every year and there are multi-generation families through. It's just a beautiful moment, you know, the pride, the chest puffs out a little bit in Dad, and or maybe it's often Mum's connection that all of her brothers went through Xavier, and that's a beautiful thing, and all the families connect around, and grandparents sometimes come in as well to be part of the tour. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
But then we also love welcoming just new families, you know, and they may have relocated to Melbourne, or they might have, you know, gone through a different pathway themselves, and they're searching for this, and they're coming across this Jesuit school and this red and black school, and sometimes they've heard things that maybe are just part of myth, but, you know, they drill in. Is that a fair summation of the two different groups?
That is so true, and I think one of the things that our community is so strong. Many people who come to us, it is because somebody recommended us. And whether that is a previous student or a family that's connected to Xavier, sometimes it's our staff, sometimes it's just the person's next door neighbour. But there's a true love for this school and our community, and that word of mouth and that recommendation is so important. The Old Zaverians in our community continue to both be an important part, but they also impress when you see them in the workplace, or they're just families that you interact with. Those people spread the word about how much they enjoyed their time here and how great the college is.
It's so nicely said, Charlie, and the number of times people who are coming for the first time will make the remark to go, look, I haven't had any connection with Xavier before, but... I work with a few old Zavs, or I engage with them in my club, and there's something about them, you know, and how they hold themselves, and how they engage with others, and how their willingness to do things for others. There's these qualities. Anyway, beautifully said.
You're spot on, Bill, and that does constantly happen. It's quite amazing. I heard the word myth used by one of you in the last 5 minutes, and for all the families that I meet, either on these tours that we're talking about or through my role, I think one of the big myths is Xavier's a closed door. You know, we just never think about going and knocking on the door at Xavier because there just won't be a chance of getting in. So I think in a lot of the things you've just said there, Charlie, you've exploded that myth completely. And I think that is so right. Can we bring Kathleen in? The Director of Connection, one of the greatest titles I've ever heard in all my years of corporate life and educational life. What does the Director of Connection do? And welcome.
Thank you. Look, it's a strategic role. I oversee admissions, but also I oversee the transitions piece, which is really important, and that really goes through from three-year-old kinder right through to year 12.
Okay.
In fact, last night I was just reading over, we just did an exit interview with our year 12 boys, and we're just waiting on the feedback from our families as well, our parents at the end of their Xavier journey, and that gives us a whole lot of rich information. So really, my mind at the moment is very much in the transition space, right from three-year-old kinder, because we've got a few transition sessions for them happening in the next 2 or 3 weeks. And right through to, you know, our VCE Head Start program, a whole range of areas there. And I suppose with the admissions role, like I do lead some of the tours, but I do a lot of the enrolment interviews, particularly at the senior school. And it's one of the great joys of my job, actually, is talking to families. And one of the questions we always ask is, why Xavier for your son and for your family? Because you're not just putting your son here, we actually invite the whole family and you become part of our community. And I really love it when I have the siblings or the grandparents there, because I feel like that's where we really are connecting and welcoming families into our community. So that, you know, largely that my role is strategic. I don't do it on my own. I do it with the amazing group of teachers. Like when we take tours, we have teachers who invite tour groups into their classrooms, and that's always a great experience for our families, because they're just seeing us as we are. It's not a put-on open day or anything like that. It's this is who we are. So it, even it even includes sometimes having to say to a boy when you're walking, can you tuck your shirt in, please? So, you know, parents want to see that, that we have standards and we have expectations of our young people, because they certainly have expectations of their own children.
It's a great Jesuit way of phrasing it, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, you meet people where they're at.
Absolutely.
And that really authentic view. You know, we're not here to sell things.
Yeah.
We're here to tell you, here are our values and this is how we go about the craft. I love, Kathleen, when you talk about we enrol the family.
Yes.
And I'm just conscious at this end of VCE and the end of a journey. And, Charlie, I might come back your way because this is a fairly, you know, rich experience for you in your recent past as well. But you see these and the family's almost mourning the departure at times. You know, there's mum and dad going, well, I'm not sure if I'll get the chance, you know, to stand on that sideline again or engage with, you know, the six best mates I've made, either because of the friendships of their children or because they did huddle together on a, you know, a wintry boundary line somewhere, and they just enjoyed those experiences. So it is about the family. But I'd love to take you back to transition because I think it's one of the things that Xavier does just incredibly well, and I'm not sure if it's really done like this in too many places, to be fair. But you lead that process, and what we know about education is these transitionary moments, you know, from one stage of learning to the next, even within the same school, but particularly when you're going from one school environment to a brand new school environment, gee, it comes with a lot of trepidation and emotion and nervousness at times. But I look into your team, and it's a wide team, as you say, but you lead it so well. How do we transition boys into Xavier College?
I think the most important thing is to get to know them and to get to know their families. I think those conversations with parents, with the boys, and also with their teachers. So families coming in, we always have a conversation with the classroom teacher of the boy that's coming in, because from another school, as far as practically possible. You know, when you look at kinder at 3-year-old, is having those conversations with the parents, because the parents are advocating for the child. As they get older, they can speak a lot more for themselves. So, you know, at 3-year-old, at prep, also at year 5 is one of our intake years. So we, in the lead up to that, we have these big information nights, but we really want to get to know the individuals that are coming to us. So we also have those conversations with boys, and that's all happening at the moment. I know that our director of junior school, and I'm certainly involved in that space myself with our year 7 boys. At the moment, I'm in the middle of, I've hardly been here really. I've been out visiting all of their schools and understanding their context. And understanding their context is really important. It's their school context, it's their academic context, it's the context of their family that's also really important. The more information that we have that we can, and we've also got their interview, we invite families in for an interview at every year level. So we have a richness of notes about their child and what their child might say to us in an interview. Like, I always start by saying, what's your great love and passion? What's the one thing you absolutely love doing? And I always find that really opens up a whole conversation. Mm. And the second part of the interview is really about, well, what are your favourite subjects at school? But we really want to know about our students and what their interests are and what their hopes and dreams are, and, you know, how they perceive themselves, because sometimes they can be a bit narrow with how they see themselves. Oh, I don't do art. I'm not very good at it. So, well, who's told you that? So those conversations and those connections that you make with boys and families help us with the education of the child. It's going to be a much better experience for them if we know them well.
Correct. And I'm really am blown away by this, Kathleen, because it's not a transaction. It's not fill in a form and we'll see you at some time and we'll mark your role, you know, mark the role on your first day here, and I hope you get here.
Yeah.
I love you are in every boy's school. You are talking to their teacher. You are unpacking bits that might sit on a report or on some commentary that's been passed through, and it's again some deliberate feedback that we seek. And you're unpacking that again through conversation and getting a nuance, and all of that then gets fed through. Not only are we out there inquiring and gathering it, but then you disseminate that into the head of house, the head of neighbourhood in our year 7 and 8 program, the head of our year 5 or year 6, and so that they've got these talking notes, they're aware of it, they've got the information that they might sort of open up a little bit more with the boy, with the family, et cetera. It's a really integrated process, isn't it?
Yeah, and it also helps us to put our class groupings together as well and our house groupings together, because we want boys to be able to make a connection. We want them to have somebody that they might have something in common with. But we also want to challenge them to be with people that are a bit different to them as well. We don't want them, we want to extend them. We want to, I often say to the boys at both the junior and senior level, you're actually going to expand your friendship group here. And I think that's really important for young people to continue to expand their friendship group and have multiple people that they're interacting with, because they're going to be better world citizens if they can connect with other people that are different to them, that are similar to them. It makes them much more well-rounded, which is part of a Jesuit education.
So you hop in the car here at Kew,
yes,
and you roll down to Brighton or Glen Iris or across to Williamstown, wherever you're going. You hit the school, the receptionist there and welcomes you.
Yes.
That must be an amazing experience. In you go to meet little Johnny. There might be one from that school.
Yes.
There might be 10 from that school. You must love it.
I do. I really, really enjoy it. And I love listening to the boys. I say, what are your wonderings? What are your worryings? What are you looking forward to? It's great for me to be in those schools and seeing the context that they come from. I think a Jesuit education is always very much about understanding the context of a boy and the context of his family. What's he coming from? Where does he want to go?
And I think it's a good chance for me, Bill, to ask you. You won't be here next year, but you've got a very good feel for how Melbourne operates. And I'm hearing and reading in the media, there's quite a bit of change in the space of families heading in to their secondary education or just choosing a private school even earlier, say like our brilliant junior school. Is that factual, or is there a little bit of, mayo on that?
Yeah, I think there are stressor points. To be fair, in the general environment at the moment, one of the things we're very conscious of is matters of affordability. And having just recently come out of a foundation meeting and knowing the amount of investment and thoughtfulness that they are engaging in to try and make sure that they're contributing to access points of accessibility. I know that Charlie and we might touch this. Scholarships and bursaries have just sort of opened back up as we look forward. But there's lots of ways of how we can bring accessibility to life, and sometimes that's through the great programs that get sort of co-sponsored and supported as well. Again, an opportunity that a young man might not have. I think it's fair to say in a whole lot of the little feeder schools, there are different points of inflection and stressor points there as well. It is a changing market, both primary as well as in some areas of secondary. I think it's not only that, but people are, I think, questioning, they're centering back in on their values of what is the key orientation and purpose of an education. And I, at times we're on a fairly simple diet that's fed to us in, whether it be sort of media or a wider conversation, and often it's the metric of an academic outcome or a dividend is the one thing that we can, reasonably demonstrably track. And I just love Monique and the learning team really pouring into different elements of, NAPLAN data, et cetera. And, there's a literacy sort of focus on. We think communication skills are really important in the current. So these things you see then becoming really evident in the learning programs that we have here. But, I will often say to families, there's no point in getting 99 in your VCE and not being a good person.
Great point.
Not being able to, live a fulfilled, thoughtful, kind life and make that genuine sort of contribution and have that rounded fulfilment. So there's the thing I love about Xavier, it's not a one-dimensional thing. It's not just sport or it's not just, a music program,
yes,
which is exceptional, charging head upstairs. It is the whole person alive, being invested into, being challenged, et cetera. So I think, in this market where we're conscious of, the expenses that come with an independent education, we're really mindful of attending to all of these elements.
Sure.
But also maybe trying to challenge parents a little bit as well of, hey, this is a multidimensional decision and it's a multidimensional factor. And you know, if there's a school that just offers one thing and tries to, that's great, but we'd like to think we're attending to all of these dimensions as well as we possibly can.
Charlie, you've been a parent. Your boy finished at the end of last year and he'd done, if you like, the entire Xavier journey. So well done as a parent. But what would you say to someone thinking about Xavier as a point of difference? Because you've seen the whole journey and your boy has seen the whole journey.
Yes, that's a great question, Shane. Look, I think my husband and I would both reflect and say that in many ways, Xavier was a surprise for us. I think I unexpectedly, and even though these are things sometimes you hope will happen, the reality of friendships that are lifelong and a community that is really genuine, really committed, very like-minded, when you come to Xavier, they really are lifelong connections. I think that those things surprised us in just not just the enormous amount of wonderful people that we interacted with, the people now who have truly woven themselves so deeply into our lives, not just our children's friends, their parents, but the broader community at large. It's not just your son's best, you know, best friend's parents. It's just such, you know, I suppose it's just that breadth of community. And so, yes, it was a wonderful journey. And when I think of Xavier with my parent hat on, the word that always comes to me is lifelong. They are friendships that started when the boys were so young and indeed my daughter as well, but then have continued. And it's just been a lovely connection the whole way through.
It's lovely you saying that, Charlie, and I can see it's so authentic. And we've reflected on the last few episodes, you know, back to those year 12 boys at the end of their journey going into the early years, you know, with their parents. And our staff being able to pick up a conversation like it was yesterday from 13 years ago and seeing the young man come to life of these rich memories that they've had. You know, then we've had, you know, Davina and Luke and Matt in talking about the old Zavs and these incredible mentoring experiences of, you know, deeply committed and connected old Zavs who just delighted to give a few moments of their time another young man, you know, on his bit of the journey.
I've had some amazing feedback on that episode with Dav and Luke and Matt. Just wonderful, which is really fantastic.
And it's heartfelt, isn't it? And this is where, you know, I've said it before, you know, you don't sign up for 6 years or 8 years, you're signing up for 60 or 80. And you watch these incredible journeys through and they extend out the gates and it's, you don't just have to be part of the Old Saves Footy Club to appreciate this.
Sure.
And, you know, it is an incredible a place as that is and all the other parts of the association. So we are lucky, Charlie. Beautiful reflection.
Yeah, spot on. And I'm watching that clock. We've got about 3 minutes before we go around the ground. Kathleen, what happens on the 2nd of December? Arguably your biggest day of the year. Take the parents through it.
It's massive. It's our transition day. We've been doing a lot of transition things in the lead up to it, but they basically, all of our new students come to the school and they meet their homeroom teacher for the following year or their tutor for the following year. They meet their homeroom group and it's a day of activity and connection where we want the boys going away and families at the end of that day across summer going, well, I'm not nervous anymore. I'm just really looking forward to being here at Xavier. And in particular, our boarding families, it's massive when, you know, you have to say goodbye to your child and leave them in our care basically for the term, so they have a residential week with us so that they're feeling happy and confident so that when January 29 comes along they are excited and in the right mindset to be here.
It is, they are beautiful days, aren't they? And you know, there's that sense of sort of expectation and in the air, etc. And we just look forward to them all finding their tribe.
Yes. It's so right. I have a lot of fun. I come on some of the tours with Kathleen and I hang to the back and try and meet as many families as I can. And I love just saying to one of the boys who's looking at Xavier, if there's a couple of year sevens or year nines just walking past, I'll tell this young fella who's thinking of coming next year, why do you like Xavier?
Yes.
And it's just incredible. They talk about the opportunities. They talk about the warmth and the friendship. And None of that's rehearsed. It's just straight off the bat. It's actually quite wonderful. Mm. So in your connection role, as we start to head to Around the Grounds, anything else you'd like to mention just before we finish up, or Charlie?
I was just listening to what Bill was saying about Xavier, and I think, and my son went through here too, I think Xavier nurtures good men for the world, and I think that's really important. And I think that our boys and our families, they don't come here with a sense of entitlement. They come here with a sense of opportunity and being able to go out into the world and make a difference and be a good person in the world. And I think that's almost countercultural now.
Sure.
But I think that's really important. That's a really important part of a Xavier education.
Oh, well said. And look, right now we'd normally blow the whistle and hit the siren, but there's no Wilbur today. But Bill, we can still come up with a small Around the Grounds, even without the theme.
We'll try and do justice. As I always reflect, I love Wilbur doing it, not a note in sight.
Correct.
And whack, he knew everything that was going on. But as I said at the beginning, Shane, yeah, life continues on. There's never a dull week at Xavier. Obviously, we're on the back of the Cup weekend, and that's a nice little pause in. But, you know, it's lovely seeing our students really orientating themselves now for the last bit of their academic journey. They're honing in, the atmosphere is just sort of lifting a little bit.
You
they're
can
preparing
feel it,
for exams.
Yeah, yeah.
Our year sevens have been guided through it in a thoughtful way. I mean, they've got to be comfortable in these. It's a part of life, you know, and examinations of all sorts, you know, whether it be for the medical board, whether it be for your first job interview. These moments are just important. And talking of those moments, you know, how privileged we were yesterday to have Neil Danaher.
Oh, fantastic.
Australian of the Year. You introduced him beautifully, Shane, with rich emotion.
Mm.
And his messages in were just simply outstanding. But, you know, talk about resilience and living that. But being able to, you know, reframe from setbacks, how setbacks are actually a really important part of life, how, you know, you get to control your response, you know, into these challenging moments, and it can be with either negativity or it can be with positivity. And listening, Kathleen, even to you, you know, it's that I get a sense, who is the Xaverian? The Xaverian is one who rolls the sleeves up and responds, you know, with positivity, you know, into a moment. You know, you could either escalate or de-escalate things, and it's that sort of sense of calmness. It's a thoughtful approach. It's the right question to ask and a determination to do something about it. And that was Neil Danaher to a T.
I must say I loved his little bit where he flew back on the plane from Perth to Melbourne, having been given the bad news, and he talked about the good. Wasn't the good spirit?
We'd say the good spirit, the bad spirit, maybe
in a Jesuit sense.
But he talked about, you know, the voice of negativity on one shoulder and the voice of then positivity that came whacking in on the other shoulder. And it was just this authentic message. And we had Year 9 and Year 11 listening to him, you know, our incoming Year 12 cohort, you know, a younger cohort into the house system. You know, I can just see these conversations opening up in tutor group on the back of it. But it was just, you know, inspiring. So I tipped into my newsletter article this week to sort of unpack that a bit more. So welcome anyone to have a read of that.
Make sure you read Sesame Quarter, folks, because that will be a great piece. I haven't seen it yet from Bill. Kathleen, Charlie, it was rather magnificent. Now we're hitting the summer sports season, which also gets pretty exciting.
Sure.
I'm sure a lot of those boys that you interview, is that one of your questions? What's your favourite sport?
it is one of my questions, but they often talk about their sport and their music and their art, and there's a whole range of things that they talk about. But yeah, sport is very important to a lot of our boys.
And the weather forecast doesn't look like there'll be a lot of cricket on Saturday,
Bill. Yeah, it might be a bit of a challenge, but I've got to say I'm really looking forward. Lee McMaster is down tomorrow. He's our the interim head coming into Xavier. So we'll be walking right around the college tomorrow, meeting a whole heap of different people, and then walking around, hopefully, around the sports grounds on Saturday. He's looking forward to getting into it. This is part of a really significant transition process. The board have been exceptional in guiding this through, and it'll be really lovely to be able to spend that time with him as he immerses himself into the Xavier community.
Well, that was still a pretty good Around the Grounds, even without Wilbur. So, Charlie, Kathleen, thank you, and keep up your fantastic work.
Yeah. Thank you.
Terrific. Thanks, guys.
And I might just mention, Michael Trappett's son is getting married, and the great Richard O'Shaughnessy has sat in the production studio and done a marvellous job. So, Richard, thank you very much. And, folks, we'll see you for another Zav Chat 7 days hence.